For those that don't know, my name is Dick Lane. I'm a BC Council member and also Vice Chairman of Indoor Carriage Driving. And I was delighted when my fellow members of British Carriage Driving Council asked me to give a talk on indoor carriage driving. To start with, I'd like to take you right back to the beginning and explain how it all started, and then tell you about my own involvement in that sport, and then finally, how the sport has developed up to this day. So it all started back in 1997. Dick Carey, along with some other carriage driving enthusiasts, had an idea to start indoor carriage driving competitions. Now, back then, horse driving trials competitions finished the season at the national championships, and competitors didn't come back out again until April or May of the following year. The main principles that Dick wanted to achieve was to create a friendly, fun, affordable and accessible sport. He wanted to get away from the rigid and sometimes snobby format that was adopted by the then horse driving trials group. Dick wanted to make the rules easy to understand and, where possible, not eliminate competitors but just incur extra penalties. However, he didn't want to make a sport that was far removed from horse driving trials, so he decided to keep the three phases, but didn't want to put people off by having a dressage phase, instead calling it precision and paces. Likewise, the cones would be a different format. It would have a target time where penalties were given for being under or over the time allowed. Dick also wanted to make the marathon obstacle phase easier, whereby competitors didn't have to spend hours and hours on fitness training at home. So the short format of four simple indoor obstacles was created. In 1998, the first indoor driving event took place at Blue Barn Equestrian Centre in Kent. 2 or 3 years previously, I had started carriage driving with a very novice starter horse, which I then upgraded to a brilliant all-round Welsh cob mare called Jennifer Eccles. I took her to that first Blue Barn event and was fortunate enough to win the open horse class. This got me totally hooked. I then went on to compete at various regions around the south of England, winning 12 regional qualifiers on the trot, and then entering the 1999 first indoor championships, where I won the open horse class and became supreme champion. I had well and truly got the bug. Not long after that, in 2000, I started to organise indoor carriage driving events at Merriswood College, Guildford, with the help of others. Due to the popularity of this venue, where we regularly receive 40 to 45 entries, we were one of the first regions to run the cones in another arena at the same time as the dressage phase, thus saving time. We were also one of the first regions to drive two obstacles twice without the need to re-letter or re-walk, thus saving more time on the day. I noticed, however, that many competitors and grooms brought dogs with them to the event. And in between the dressage and cones phase, I introduced a fun dog show, which remains very popular to this day. But to enable me to run successful events, I'm very reliant on a loyal crew of helpers, not least my wife, Jan, who does all of the paperwork, entries and scoring. We're also very fortunate to have a good selection of experienced judges that are willing to come along and judge the dressage. The Merriswood Arena event remains popular after some 23 years. The current BC Council is very keen to build and maintain good relations with ICD. Council recognise how important indoor carriage driving is to the growth and development of our sport. But it hasn't always been the case. Best we forget, when indoor carriage driving first started, there was a view by some on the then BC Council that indoor carriage driving would be the ruination of our sport, and that it was just a bunch of novices racing round an indoor arena who couldn't possibly do a dressage test. How wrong they were. Indoor carriage driving now has over 400 members who compete in over 20 different regions spread all over the country. It continues to be one of the biggest growth areas in our sport. ICD caters for drivers of all levels, from newcomers to international. It attracts drivers of all ages with junior and veteran classes. We have entries from miniature Shetlands to Shires competing. And we are seeing carriage drivers from BDS, Scurry, Private Driving and Attelage joining us in our competitions. ICD recently appointed a new chairman, Mr. Hugh Scott Barrett. Our new chairman is keen to build and further develop the achievements of Dick Carey and his team. Hugh also wants to maintain the principles set out by Dick to keep indoor carriage driving friendly, fun, affordable, and accessible to all. Hugh is currently spending time visiting as many of the indoor driving regions as possible during this winter. He wants to spread the word that the ICD committee have been very hard at work planning the next indoor championships. All of the committee have spent a great deal of time discussing and debating what improvements can be made to make sure the championships run smoothly and is enjoyable to all concerned. After much discussion, it was decided that a two-day format for the championships would not be possible due to the number of competitors and the time allowed. So the championships will still be run over 3 days. Our new chairman has secured sponsorship to be able to reduce the entry fees to £50 per competitor. We hope to be able to offer all volunteers, helpers and stewards a benefits package, which will include food and refreshments and hopefully some team clothing. The indoor championships are running from April the 19th to the 21st next year. We hope that it will be supported by a good entry of competitors from all regions throughout the country. We also need volunteer helpers. So if you would like to put your name forward, please contact myself or any other ICD committee member. I said at the start of my talk that I am a BC Council member and vice chairman of ICD. So I have to wear two different hats. Apart from the enjoyment I get from giving back to the sport that has given me so much enjoyment over the last 25 years, I enjoy acting as a liaison go-between, trying to resolve any issues or misunderstanding that may occur. And this is a role that I would like to develop between all clubs and BC Council. Maybe it's time to have an elected club rep also on council. Our sport is so small, it is important that we try to work together to expand, develop and improve it. After all, we all give up our time freely and try to do our best. But I realise that you can never please all the people all the time. However, we do our best. Thank you very much.